Hey guys, Stuart here. Episode 2 of Stu's Views. Been a while since the last one, a couple of weeks I think it's been. Was meant to do one at the start of this week, but it has just been absolutely insane. Life has just been an incredible speed for me. But it's Sunday afternoon here, it's quiet now, things are quieting down, and I've got a little bit of time to sit down and record a couple of these. Do one now, I'll do one later on tonight, and that'll be out in a couple of days after you hear this one. So anyway, this one I'm going to be looking at the Friday the 13th Deluxe Edition box set out by Shout Factory, Scream Factory, whatever division they want to call themselves. And reason why I'm doing this is because I got it in the other day. I waited and waited to see if the price would drop. At the start, it was a bit cost prohibitive. It was like $160 US, which translated to Australian dollars is way over 200, and that was just not going to happen. Not at this point in time. And I did panic. I wouldn't say panic, but I did worry for a little bit, thinking, oh, is it going to sell out? Because I missed the Halloween box set, the 15 disc, wherever it is, one that came out about 5 or 6 years ago. And while I got a sort of condensed version of that later on, which was basically just the first 8 movies spread over two sets, I think it was, or the first 10 movies, something like that, whatever it was. That was fine, but I did want that whole box set. So I thought to myself, well, it's dropped now down to $110 US, which was cost me about $160. That was with free shipping via Amazon Prime. I thought if I don't bite the bullet now, I'm going to lose this one as well. And there's really no other set out there that's going to come out from that company I can think of that I'm going to want this bad. Because for me personally, I really enjoy the Friday the 13th movies. Actually, I like them more than the Halloween ones. Yes, Halloween, the original film, is probably the greatest horror film still made. But as a series, from 2 onwards, I mean, I do like 3, but, you know, it's not one of the Michael Myers. But as a Halloween film, yeah, I really like it quite a bit. So let's say from part 4 on, they just go down the toilet real quick. 4, I don't like. I never did like it, even when I saw it back on VHS back in 88, where it was. 5, forget it. It's an absolute stinker. 6, it's just stupid. I mean, even the producer's cut, which I've championed before, as saying it is the better cut of the film, it's still not a good movie. H2O Part 7 is overall a good film. It could use a few edits here and there, even on short running time. It could have, you know, lost about 7 or 8 minutes on there of just stupid shit that didn't need to be in there. Part 8, with that guy, Busta Rhymes, oh my god, don't even. And the Rob Zombie ones, no. So anyway, compare that to the Friday the 13th box set, which, yeah, I know there's probably people out there going, come on, you think the Friday the 13th movies are high art? They're not. They're not. But as an enjoyment factor, I like them more, and probably because they didn't really go into alternate universes like Halloween did. Yeah, you went from Jamie Lee Curtis, first couple, then to 3, which has nothing to do with it, then 4 goes into the Jamie Lloyd character, then we go back to Jamie Lee Curtis, and then we go, you know, it's just all over the place. But Friday the 13th, I've always enjoyed more. They're just a better series for me as an enjoyment factor, that is. But anyway, so I thought to myself, I've got to get this box set, Stuart, otherwise you're going to kick yourself a second time round. And I didn't want to do that. So as I said, I bit the bullet, you know, just shut my eyes and hit the place your order button on Amazon that you do when you're unsure about things but you want it, and you're like, click, place your order, and you're like, okay, I'm committed now. I mean, you can cancel, but no, not with this one. So anyway, it came in pretty quick, I would say. I ordered it on the 26th of January, I think it was. The 24th of January. Shipped the following day on the 25th and was here on the 3rd of Feb, so about 9 days in transit, which is pretty good. Can't complain. And wow, what a set. It's unreal. It's, 1, 2, 3, so 8, Sorry, guys. So it's the 8 films. Jason Goes to Hell, Jason X, Freddy vs. Jason. What the hell is that? 9, 10, 11. So 12 movies, even though that 2009 remake, reboot is a complete pile of shit. And in my opinion, the worst of the series. Yeah, don't get me started on that one. But the real kicker for me for this was Friday the 13th Part 3 in its true 3D. That has been one of the films I've been, you know, checking on Blu-ray.com pretty much on a daily basis. When I check that site daily, but always just held my breath hoping for Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. And when I saw it included in the set, because I, as you guys know, who have been listening to the show for a while, I've got a home theater, home cinema, whatever you want to call them, upstairs with a projector and a big screen, which is 3D capable as well. So I've got to get it. I mean, yeah, they may release it as a standalone disc later on, but I thought, screw it, I just want this set. Now, the presentation of the box, I've seen reviews on YouTube, you know, unboxings, and some people have problems with color run on the box in a particular area on the, I think it's the back of the box, where it looks like it's just all the colors just been smudged by the when it was printed out. Luckily, mine did not come with that. I was very fortunate that way, that there was no problems there. And also, some people complained about that some of the Blu-ray cases, sorry, inside the box were smashed or cracked. I checked all of mine, and they're all good. So I got pretty lucky with that. Now, for the content, wow, this thing, I think I have seen that for the Halloween box set around and the specs on it, and while it's really good, it doesn't compare to this one. This one is ridiculous. It's got two versions of Friday the 13th. The first one has got the original theatrical cut, which I haven't seen since, geez, I would say the VHS days. I think it got its unrated or extended, or, you know, uncut version around 99, 2000. So pre that time, I'd only ever seen the theatrical, but it was so long ago, I had not seen that cut. Now, it's not that much different. Someone in the group, I can't remember who it was, I'm sorry, asked, was there much of a difference between the theatrical and the uncut, or the unrated, whatever you want to call it. It is 17 seconds. That is all it is. And I believe that is just gore. A lot of that is when it is the end part, and I won't spoil for those three people out there who have never seen Friday the 13th, but when a particular person has a particular body part cut off, that scene is longer. And it might be just a few, you know, frames or a second or two of extra gore here and there, but that's all it is in the unrated. It's not a 5 or 10 minute difference. It's 17 seconds, literally. I've compared them, so it's not much. Now, to go along with that, so that's a two-disc effort. There's also Friday the 13th Part 2 in there. I believe that's fully uncut as well. Now, and going along with these do have extras on the discs themselves. Not many. There's commentaries on, geez, I want to say nearly all of them. I think nearly all of them have got commentaries of some sort. And they've got some extras, but there is a lot more extras later on, which I will get to soon. Now, the ones I have looked at, I have not gone through the whole set yet. It is way too much. And as I said, my time has been very, very limited lately. But I did manage to go through some of it last night and through the most part of today. At the time I'm recording this, it's just hit 5 in the afternoon here on the Sunday. So I've gone through part one, both cuts. You know, just flick through it to see the picture, which I'll get to in a second. 2, 3, and 4. And I've got to say, because the first four films have gotten new 4K scan remasters. Not 4K discs, but 4K scan remasters. And, wow, they look good. They look damn good. That's even up on the theater screen, which is projected onto an 11-foot screen. I haven't tried these downstairs yet on the 4K TVs. I don't even want to think what they look like. I'll do that later tonight. But, oh man, these things look good. Trust me. If you've got those old Blu-rays, which are fine, if you've got them, and you're thinking about upgrading to this, just hit that place your order button, because I'm telling you now, you will not be sorry with those. Now, the rest of the films, part 5, onwards have not received new remasters. Not that I know of. Not 4K scan remasters. Only the first four did. The other ones may have gotten something, but I want to say no. Of course, I'll probably look at the back of the thing and it'll probably tell me it's a brand new remaster. But whatever. So now, there were people out there when this thing first came out saying that there were faults and they need a replacement. They need Shout, Scream Factory need to replace these discs. And the discs affected were, I believe, the unrated cut of Jason X, the unrated cut of Jason Goes to Hell, and Friday the 13th Part 3 in 3D. Now, the problem with that one is, from what I've read, is that the opening credits don't come right out of the screen. Okay, that may sound trivial, and you're probably thinking to yourself, what, really? But, and this is incredible, somebody out there has remembered seeing this in the theater and saying, when this film was playing and they were watching in 3D, the credits came right out in front of your face. And I tried it out today to see if that was the case, and the person or persons who has picked it up is a genius, because while they do come out, it's not a great deal. And that's the only fault with that film, is the opening credits. I tried a few other 3D effects because I want to have, I've never ever seen this film in 3D. I'll get to that in a second. But the rest of the effects that I tested out, I didn't watch the whole film, really came, like, they were right in front of your face. It was insane. Like the guy with the wooden pole at the start when he's hanging up the washing, it was like, I had never seen nothing like it. It was full on 3D. So, there's a replacement disc scheme in place with Shout where you go onto a particular website, you upload your invoice, and for those of you who get it from Amazon, you just download your invoice, which you can do to your computer, and then you upload that to them as proof of purchase, and they'll get your name, your details, and they'll mail it out to you and get it to you in the mail. So what I did was, when mine was shipped, I got onto the website, got onto Shout, sent my invoice. That way, the box set would be coming in transit, and then they can get those replacements to me in transit behind it. So I wouldn't be getting the box in, then doing it, and just wasting time. When I checked today, mine has just been shipped yesterday on its destination here to Australia now. So I'm going to give it 2 weeks, and I imagine two and a half weeks, I imagine they'd be here. And then I'll watch Friday the 13th Part 3 in true 3D, because when this came out in 1982, I was too young to see it. I was only 82. I believe it came out June or July then, and I would have been 10. So I wasn't getting in to see that. But I did go with my brother and a friend of ours, our friend Rachel, and we saw Jaws 3 in 3D instead, which, you know, was fun. But it wasn't Friday the 13th Part 3. So I've never, ever seen this film in its true 3D. With the red and blue glasses, yeah, I have. But, oh, come on. That doesn't count. Yeah, that just gives you a sort of, like, a peek into what the 3D effects be like. But to watch it as proper, no. It's not the real McCoy. So, yeah, nearly 40 years to a scene Part 3, and I've still got to wait that little bit longer until the replacement disc come in. I'm not watching it with that replacement, having my virgin sitting of that film in its native 3D using the wrongly encoded disc. Now, as I mentioned, there was the 12 films, and there's also another one called Friday the 13th Collection Bonus Material. Sorry, I'm just reading the spine of it. I'm tilting my head to read it. That is two discs of just newly created special features and some old, a lot of old stuff as well. For those of you who have got the Friday the 13th box set that came out in about 2004, I think it was, or about 2003, there was one that I think was just parts 1 to 8, and it had in there a documentary that ran about 103 minutes, but broken up into segments of the 8 films. That's on there. And I went through that collection bonus discs today, skimmed through it, and looked it up on the web. And, the first disc is 7.5 hours of content. Second one is 5.5 hours. Now, I don't know. I looked at it, I said, hang on. I looked at it and I said, 7.5 hours, 5.5 hours. This thing is 13 hours of bonus features. Now, either that's a sheer coincidence or that was planned for a Friday the 13th box set. I don't know. Oh, just a crazy conspiracy theory. I don't know. I don't know. But that's more bonus features than what I think the Halloween had. And then if you go into the, okay, Crystal Lake Memories, which was the two-disc Blu-ray set, I think it was DVD set as well, that came out about 4 or 5 years ago, is not included in this set. I was hoping it was, but obviously the licensing rights and whatnot, they couldn't get it. But that set, along with the DVD that came out about maybe 10 years ago called, or maybe a bit more than that, called His Name Was Jason, which is only a 90-minute making of the Jason series, the Friday the 13th series, sorry, and a whole bunch of other special features. If you've got this box set that I'm talking about today, the Crystal Lake Memories one, which is a 7-hour documentary split up over two Blu-rays, and His Name Was Jason, and then if you get the book, Crystal, I think it's called Crystal Lake Memories as well by Peter Brackey, if you get that, there will not be one snippet of information you don't know about this set. I have His Name Was Jason. I don't have Crystal Lake Memories yet, if that's right. Oh, God, I hope that title's right. I'm not screwing it up. That will be fixed. I'll be getting that on the next order or two to get that along with this, along with His Name Was Jason. And I want to get the hardcover book, but that is pretty expensive, that book to get. But again, that'll be shut your eyes, hit the place your order button job for that one. But now, there was another thing that somebody... Oh, and there's also, sorry, there's a book that comes in there, like a little book that fits inside the box, probably about maybe 30, 40 pages, which is pretty cool. Got some cool photos in there. And, yeah. Now, there was a couple of people I saw that mentioned on some YouTube unboxing videos because, you know, we've got to watch people unbox the shit that they own. But I did watch some, and one guy went on and on and on about how the box set was flimsy. Guys, take it from me, okay? It's not flimsy. It's actually pretty stupid. This guy was just a whining twat. He was complaining about everything and nothing was good enough. So, but no, the box set on this thing is pretty sturdy. Even when the Blu-rays are out of the cases are out of the box, it's still pretty sturdy. I mean, you wouldn't want to stand at it and use it as some sort of, you know, instrument to boost yourself up and put a picture on the wall, but, you know, it's not. I've seen worse. Believe me, I've seen worse. I've seen some that are literally paper thin. You think, you must be kidding me. But this is not one of them. This is a really well-made box. The films look great. Look, if this thing gets a 4K release, I'm not getting it. I can't justify upgrading from this. This is the ultimate set of Friday the 13th. Anything that comes after it, it can sit next to it on the shelf. I am not rebuying this again. Not happening. You know, with all that's on there, with the films, you know, looking as good as they do, with part three and it's real 3D, there's no need to buy this again. No need at all. So I will be hanging on to this. This will be staying on the shelf and not getting upscaled sometime in the future. No, don't need to. There's no way you can tell me that the first few Friday the 13th films are going to look any better in 4K. They were low budget features made on the cheap. Get it out, make the money, bugger off, make the next one. Doesn't warrant a 4K release in my term. And if people want to buy it, if it does, that's up to them. It ain't going to happen with me. So in conclusion, is this set worth the $110 that it's going for at the moment on Amazon? My answer is yes. Definitely, and I would snap it up because this thing ain't going to last. It is limited. I know I was talking to the Nez yesterday, and he said he bit the bullet and bought it as well. So that's very cool. And there were a couple other people who asked me about it, and that's why I thought, well, I'll just put this out, let people know what my thoughts were about it and if it was worth the money or not. Get it. It's great. I know you got to go through the hassle of getting a replacement disc. However, if you do, I know if you order it now from January 18th onwards, which we're well past that, if you order it from Shout Factory themselves, the replacement discs are bundled together with the box set. If you get it from other places besides Shout Factory, you've still got to go through the manual process of going onto the website and giving your digital receipt or whatever, or scanning in your physical receipt if you bought it in the store and getting them sent to you then. But it's really no big deal. Like I said, with myself knowing it was going to be at least a 9 to 10 day delivery, I actually thought it was going to be a few more weeks than that. But I jumped in early and thought, well, if I can get the replacement disc on the tail of this one coming in, it won't be such a long wait. And once they're in, what am I going to do with the other ones? Well, amazingly, my 14-year-old son was saying to me 2 days ago, we're talking about Friday the 13th, and he goes, oh, Dad, was there ever a Friday the 13th 3D Blu-ray that came out, the true one on its own? I said, no, there's not. But I said, but when mine comes in, my replacement, you can have my old one. So, I mean, technically I could sell it off, this faulty pressing one, and still make a few bucks on it, but no, I don't want to do that. That's wrong. Some people might not care about it, but I don't want to do that. I'll just do something or another with them. I certainly won't toss them, but whatever. So in conclusion, I don't want to keep rambling on. This thing is glorious to look at. All the artwork on the Blu-ray discs are the original ones that came out on the VHS tapes. They are double-sided. I think the first six are double-sided. Or the first five, I think 6 and 7 are not, and 8 is. And you can flip them over, so you can have the one that was the original poster artwork that showed in theaters when their films were out at the time that they were released, whatever the film was. Or the other one is the other side of it is the home video VHS artwork that they used, which was much better. When these things were released a few years back on Blu-ray individually, the covers were just god-awful. They were absolutely hideous. They were just like a slash mark with some blood and Friday the 13th Part 2 and then Part... It, like, no imagination put into it whatsoever. So having these included into the set is a big bonus as well. I mean, yes, you can get custom Blu-ray covers out there that don't cost you anything, but you've got to print them up and put them into the thing. You don't want to go through all that. If they come with it, great, which they do. So that's a big bonus right there. But anyway, I'm getting up to nearly damn near 25 minutes of this thing. And if you are a Friday the 13th fan and you don't already own this and you are scratching your head pondering about it, just get it. And really, just put in for the replacement disc. It took me 3 minutes. It's not very long. And they basically give you a tracking number. You can track it online and see where it's at. So it's not a lot of legwork to do to get those replacement discs in you. Or order it from Shout Factory now. Pay a bit more than what you would do on Amazon, but you'll get the replacement disc bundled in there already. Your choice. Anyway, I'm going to leave it for now about Friday the 13th. And I'll see you for the next episode in a couple of days' time. And I'll be talking about the film that's broken my heart more than any out there. Revenge of the Nerds Part 2, Nerds in Paradise. And I'll see you on that one. See you later.